stay tuned for the hound.
Thank you very kind. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Back.
It's the Hound.
I'm back. Oh, this is WFMU East Orange. That was Noble Thin Man Watts, Hard Times. Bo Diddley, Sad Sack. We heard Earl Hooker and Dynamite. Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm, Twistin' the Strings. And we open up with Calvin Green, The Big Push.
Hey.
Anyway, the radio family is off this week there. Preparing for the Hangover Hop, which is 2 weeks from today, in the usual spot, Brownies, 169 Avenue A. I got them doing curls, building up their arms for the elbow bend. We will engage in our leap year liquorification ritual on that day, and you are all invited. But what do we have today? What do I have today? We got a blues hangover. We got a caveman rock and roll set, a soul caboose, a vibe report, we hope. We got tickets up the yin yang. We got tickets for the Wild Girl, Empress of Soul dance next Friday. We got Barrence Whitfield and the Savages tickets for tomorrow. And Wild Magnolia's tickets for tonight. We'll be giving those away a little later. Without further ado, in the leadoff position is Tommy Sperlin.
Hang loose, I got a rock. Hang loose, I got a roll. Hang loose, I got to go just to satisfy my soul. Hang loose, I got a rock. Hang loose, I got a roll. Hell, I learned to rock down on the farm. Knowed how to roll ever since I was born. No trouble for me, cause I'm a cool cat. I hit the ball every time I go to bed. Hey, go, I got a rock. Don't you know I got a roll? Hang loose, I got to go just to satisfy my soul. Hang loose, I got a rock. Hang loose, I got a roll. Well, my favorite pastime is to get myself a nickel or a dime. Slip it in that jukebox machine. Grab me a kitten and tie blue jeans.
Hey,
soul. Hang loose, I gotta rock. Hang loose, I gotta roll. Well, I learned to rock down on the farm. Knowed how to roll ever since I was born. No trouble for me, cause I'm a cool cat. I hit the ball every time I go to bed. Hey, go, I gotta rock. Don't you know I gotta roll? Hang loose, I got to go just to satisfy my soul. Hang loose, I gotta rock. Hang loose, I gotta roll. Well, my favorite pastime is to get myself a nickel or a dime. Slip it in that jukebox machine. Grab me a kitten and tight blue jeans. Hang loose, I gotta rock. Hey, go, I gotta roll. Hang loose, I gotta rock. Hey, go, I gotta roll. Hang loose, I gotta rock. Hey, go, I gotta roll. Hang loose, I gotta rock. Hey, go.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap. Wow. Then take a nice long sip. Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer. When you're thirsty. How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records. Well, desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Well, I've been knocking on the backside of your heart, asking you, honey, to please let me in. Oh, yeah, if you don't want me knocking on the backside of your heart, why don't you turn your tell me.
break apart.
Right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. Boom,
boom, boom. What's that on your head, babe? It couldn't be no hair. Hair from 10 feet off, you look just like one of them grizzly bears. You need a
boom, boom, boom,
hairnet. Any old kind of
hairnet.
Some gold to buy a
hairnet.
Any old kind of
hairnet.
Any old thing just to put on your head. I'm afraid to touch your head, babe, for fear I might cut my hand. Your head is dirty like a pile of dust,
hard as a frying pan.
You need a
boom, 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 boom,
hairnet. Any old kind of
hairnet.
Some gold to buy a
hairnet.
Any old kind of
hairnet.
Any old thing just to put on your head. Well, you ought to be ashamed, babe, for doing the way you do, do. You go around with your head a mess. You can't say that that ain't true. You need a
boom, boom, boom,
hairnet. Any old kind of
hairnet.
Some gold to buy a
hairnet.
Any old kind of
hairnet.
Any old thing just to put on your head.
Boom, 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 boom,
hairnet.
This is a hit.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Hey, news! Everybody rocket to love.
We gonna fly.
Fly it up, fly it up.
We gonna fly.
Fly it up, fly it up.
We gonna fly.
Fly it up, fly it up. Fly it up, fly it
up. Fly it up, fly it up.
Fly it up, fly it up.
My baby to love.
Fly it up, fly
it up. Fly it
up, fly it up.
She's about to lose my.
She's a babaluma.
Oh,
I got girl, she's a babaluma. Oh, I got girl, she's a babaluma.
Oh,
I got girl, she's a babaluma.
We're
gonna rock. Oh, rock your baby tonight.
Fly, oh, fly, oh.
We're gonna fly.
Fly, oh, fly, oh.
Oh, baby, let's go now. Oh, my honey.
Marani, marani.
Oh, my honey.
Marani, marani.
Oh, my honey.
Marani, marani.
Oh,
marani, marani,
marani. When it's time to spend all your money, the time to shoot a man with a gun. Oh, baby, let's go now.
Meanwhile, back.
It is the Hound, loud and loathsome today. Where is the radio family? Well, Bruce has to practice, Sally's got to work, and Dan is, where's Dan? Lord knows. Brian Red Guy is running around here. He'll help us out with the news. Anyway, that was the Boggart Brothers, Zulu Rock. No, not Zulu Rock, Flying Rock. Thank you. The Dazzlers, Gee Whiz, The Five Peaks with Hairnet, Teddy Riddell, Knocking on the Backside. Can't do that anymore. You get sick. The Bees, Tough Enough, and we open up with Tommy Sperlin, Hang Loose. Anyway, a little renouncing to do, I believe. What's the renouncing situation? Tonight over at Maxwell's in Hoboken, the Wild Magnolias. They're playing two sets, 8 and 11, I believe. And we have tickets to give away for that in a little bit. Also tonight over at the Levion, First and First in Manhattan, there's a benefit for HIV-positive babies with the world-famous Blue Jays, Courtney and Western, and about 10 other groups. Let's see. Tomorrow night at Maxwell's in Hoboken, Barents Woodfield and the Savages. Barents from right here in East Orange. If you're listening, Barents, come across the street and say howdy. And where's my Pretty Things tape? Let's see. Also tonight, this is at Manhattan Community College, 199 Chamber Street, Oral Burnside, and the Jelly Roll Kings of Slop Jar Blues fame. Who would have known they were playing tonight? I would have brought Slop Jar Blues. I don't know. Tomorrow night, also at the Continental Divide, the Looney Chicks and the Senders. And then next Friday, over at Maxwell's in Hoboken, is Wild Girl and Connie the Empress's Come and Get Your Man Rock and Soul Dance Party. That's next Friday. We have tickets for that also to give away. We'll think of some way to give away tickets. Mr. Brown, you want to help me with the news? Your mic's on.
Where is the news?
Oh, I got one. I got a good leadoff story. A really good one. I find it. All right. Here you go. A Queens man has been charged in the beating death of his roommate after a fight yesterday over a record being played over and over. Police said an early morning dispute erupted after Michael Kirschenbaum, age 42, repeatedly asked his roommate, Joseph Carasquillo, age 42, to stop playing the record Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Good idea.
Yeah. Carasquillo allegedly beat Kirschenbaum, who then fell back and hit his head on a dresser. He was rushed to the hospital at 2:40 a.m., and he was pronounced dead at 5:55 p.m. at Booth Memorial Hospital in Queens.
That'll teach him.
Can you imagine some of your roommate playing that over and over again? He's lucky he lived that long.
How's that go again?
You know the one, Brian.
Cut it out.
Could be worse. It could have been Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. Maybe we should... somebody likes that one. Maybe we should drag that one out for the marathon to threaten the listeners with. What do you got there, Bri?
Let's see. Officer suspended for sporting swastika tattoo. Boynton Beach, Florida.
Suspended by his thumbs, I hope.
Policeman who had a swastika tattooed on his leg has been suspended, and his police chief has recommended that he be fired. Officer David Demarest, 25.
He recently had it tattooed on his leg, or he had it before he was hired?
Probably before. He has been suspended without pay while city officials consider Chief Ed Hillary's recommendation, which is what? Move the tattoo where they can see it? In a letter sent Wednesday to City Manager J. Scott Miller, Hillary said several officers had complained
they can cover up tattoos and they can put a nice smiley face on there.
Yeah, make a scar of a swastika or something. The Nazi emblem offends Jewish and black officers. Well, they shouldn't watch them get undressed, I guess. Under the swastika, the initial CM and the number 92.
What do you think that means?
No idea. Oh, Charles. Investigators said that CM stands for Charles Manson, and the number represents 1992, when Manson may apply for parole again.
Wow.
Demers told investigators he got the tattoo on a dare, and that the initial CM were his girlfriend's. His girlfriend's Charlie Manson. One officer, Scott Harris, said Demers told him the tattoo was a joke and apologized for offending him.
CM. Well, better police for a better police state. That's what I always say. Anyway, let's go right into Soul Caboose. We got a request. We haven't played this one in a while. The Daylighters, Beer Mash Stomp.
Come on, let's jump.
Just one man who says he loves you.
That rotten tune. Following me around, beating in my head, never letting up. Within reason, but not that.
Some of y'all I know I've told a story to before, but to those of you that hadn't just want to tell you about a little trouble I had, that's all. You know, I woke up early one morning, children. But before I go any further, I just want to tell you that I didn't have but 2 eggs for my breakfast that morning. And children, the cat had to jump up on the table and knock them off, and now they're gone. But I did have a strip of bacon in the icebox, children. But when I switched on my gas, I found a man that cut my gas off. Just then I went to my front door and picked up my newspaper. And when I sat down in my old easy chair, children, when I switched on the lights, I found a man that cut my lights off too. Just then I felt so bad that I just wanted to take me a little ride. And I went outside and got in my 1938 Cadillac. And I turned the corner, children, and my car gave out of gas, and I had to walk right back home. Just as I was walking through my front door, I heard the phone when it rang. And the only girl in the world that I ever loved, children, called me and said, Clarence, I want you to loan me $5. But Lord, it hurt me so bad when I'd had to tell her that I didn't have but 50 cents of my name, and it had a hole in it, and she put me down. Then, children, about 12 noon, I got a letter in the mail, and it said that if I didn't have my rent in by 5 o'clock, that I was going to have to get out the And Lord, I felt so bad then that I just wanted to sit down and sing me a song. I guess I would have sang a song, children. I guess I would have sang a song that I had never sang before in my whole life. I guess I would have sang Part-Time Love, but Johnny Taylor hadn't recorded it at that time. Then I guess I would have sang I Need to Belong to Someone, but Jerry Butler hadn't recorded his at that time. But as I was thinking, children, I couldn't help but feel the tears when they ran down my eyes. I said, oh, why do I have so much trouble? I got to work so hard every day, slave for my woman, and sell sandals, give me so little. But make her understand that I'm only a man.
That's life. Whichever way you turn, fate sticks out a foot to trip you.
Here on the floor, they came to rock the
guy suffering from shock. Things were whirling around in my head. I couldn't make myself think right. All I could think of was the guy with the saxophone and what he was playing. It wasn't a love song anymore. It was a dirge.
I remember you looked like a queen. You were only 16 and so sweet then. I remember how your eyes caught my glance as we started to dance to the beat then. It was heaven. We were angels with wings on our devils with springs on our feet then. I'll never forget the night that we met and I did the mash potatoes with you. Some other soul, and I went and I stole you from him then. I remember how you held me so tight when they dimmed every light in the gym then. It was magic, oh, your kiss made me real, so it still made me feel so entrenched then. I'll never forget the night that we met and I did the man. It is with you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. It's today's Soul Caboose. For those of you who get up too late to listen to Soul Train, watch Soul Train. It's hard to listen to Soul Train. They play the worst crap on it now. Although it's nice to see the, you know, what's his face? The old geezer who's been undoing it for 20 years. Don Cornelius trying to relate to the young people. It's fairly embarrassing, kind of like watching your parents frug. Oh, we heard Larry Bright when I did the mashed potatoes. The Five Deutones did Monkey See, Monkey Do. Clarence Asked by request, Troubles I've Had. Eddie Kirk and the Hog, Part 1. Ada Ray, I No Longer Believe in Miracles. And we opened up with the Daylighters, also by request, Beer Mash Stomp. Which is what we'll be doing 2 weeks from today at Brownies, 169 Avenue A in Manhattan. We'll be doing the show live, Hangover Hop number 5. This time it's personal. And it is, and it will be. And, where am I? I don't have a laugh track queued up. What do we do to kill time until I queue up a laugh track and we can do this? You want a live laugh track? This is a really cool story. A small army of more than 36 city cops, Port Authority officers, and agents from the DEA and Customs stood guard on the on a Staten Island expressway last week after a tractor trailer loaded with 36,905 pounds of opium overturned. That explains why there were like 400 people out there sniffing the side, the pavement. The afternoon incident on the West Shore Expressway just north of the Outbridge Crossing snarled rush hour traffic. The DEA said the load of raw opium was an approved shipment on its way to a pharmaceutical company in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Speaking of pharmaceutical companies, you know, like this, these guys that run the government, they got this so-called war on drugs going on. Does anybody ever nobody's ever really written about this, but George Bush was after he ran the CIA in the early 70s under Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter was elected. He lost his job with the CIA. He was appointed the chairman of Eli Lilly, which is a big drug company, and he was cited by Congress twice for illegal lobbying and using his influence in a unfair way. He was cited twice for a drug bill that he actually helped put through Congress, which allows American drug companies to dump drugs that are illegal to even prescribe in America on other countries, like Quaaludes, which they don't make anymore, and amphetamines. And these are things I actually like myself, and I wouldn't mind if we can get them. But it's just the hypocrisy of the situation is what I'm trying to bring up to you. I mean, this guy, they're going to pull away all of our civil rights in the so-called drug war. But it's like William Burroughs said, that clean, all that dirty money is shaking hands with clean money under the table. America sends like something like 1 million pounds a month of chemicals, sells them to various Colombian companies in Colombia that are used for nothing but cutting cocaine with. And a lot of rich people, a lot of politically connected people own stock in these companies. So, you know, I'm just telling you, in case you wanted to know. This is another good one. You know that Mike Tyson case, which has been in the news, and Donald Trump came up with an offer to like give the woman who was raped a cut of the fight if they let Tyson go. Now, I mean, I know Donald Trump is about the sleaziest guy. Remember when rich guys used to put their names on like hospitals and charity, you know,
libraries.
Charity things, libraries, museums. You know, what does he put his name on? A casino. He's truly a reprehensible character. But what I wanted to bring up is, do you remember when the Central Park rape happened and he took out these giant ads in the newspaper calling for the death penalty for those kids and saying how it was okay to hate and blah, blah, blah? I'm not going to defend the Central Park kids who raped a girl or Mike Tyson or anybody, but I'm trying to say, you know, what's he trying to say? I mean, if he has a financial stake in it, then rape is an okay crime. If he can make some money on it, he is truly, boy, I mean, somebody should really do maybe somebody with HIV positive blood can go bite him and then he'd be forced to do something with his money for humanity, because he's truly just the worst type of a lowlife leech in the world. Truly. Anyway, what are we? Oh, let's do the announcements one more time. That's enough news for the moment. Because there's a lot of them, right? Tonight, do them as fast as I can. Tonight is the Wild Magnolias. They're over at Maxwell's in Hoboken. And we do have tickets for the Wild Magnolias. We'll be giving those away in a second. Tomorrow night is Barents Whitfield and the Savages at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Friday is Wild Girl and the Empress's Rock and Soul Dance. Tonight there's a benefit for HIV-positive babies at the Levee with all the diesel-only acts, the world-famous Blue Jays, Courtney and Western, Five Chinese Brothers, etc., etc. Tomorrow night, the Continental Divide Descenders and the Lunachicks at 199 Chambers Street, Manhattan Community College, is Arl Burnside and the Jelly Roll Kings, both fine Mississippi blues acts. We're gonna do Blues Hangover right now. And here's the trivia question. If you would like, here's the prize. I don't want to answer the question what the prize is. Two tickets to see the Wild Magnolias, who are a fine Mardi Gras New Orleans Black Indian tribe, as they call them. Fine music makers. And they're playing two sets. And I think our tickets are for I don't know what our tickets are for, the early or late show. I don't know. You'd have to call a club and ask. But I'm going to do Blues Hangover. If you could... And you could tell me who's doing any one of the songs, just whatever song it is, you can call up 201-678-7743, and the first two people to correctly name the artists on any of the songs, just you only have to name one artist for whatever song. My brain is babbled. I haven't had a cigarette in an hour. That's what's going on. I'm going to try and quit this week. If I can't quit smoking, I'm going to have to quit doing the radio show. There's no two ways about it. I'm going to make a big attempt at it next week. Anyway, so you call up, you tell me who's playing the Blues Hangover. You get two tickets, Maxwell's and Hoboken, Wild Magnolias, Blues Hangover. Kick it off with I Can't Tell You Who. You tell me. Messed Up. Thank you.
Well, I drink just about anything that has alcohol in it. Bay rum, Pink Lady, which is known as canned heat in most places, denatured alcohol. And I have heard tell of taking, of straining this radiator alcohol through rye bread. Now, I don't know whether I ever had any of that or not, but if anybody run it through the bread, I imagine I drank it because I drank with them kind of people.
Them kind of people. Who are these people that drink such strange concoctions? From the residents of the Salvation Army Harbor Light Center, we have gathered a panel of experts to answer some questions about Skid Row and its people.
I want you on the run.
Yeah.
When the clock strike two,
yeah.
Tell me what you gonna do.
Yeah.
When the clock strike three,
yeah.
Little girl, I want you free.
Yeah.
When the clock strike four,
yeah.
She said, out, daddy, let's roll. Started rolling all over again.
Yeah.
When the clock strike 11,
yeah.
Don't you feel like you's in heaven?
Yeah.
When the clock strike 12,
yeah.
I got mine, see, all down in the well.
That collection of flop houses and greasy spoons, soup lines and rescue missions, found in the downtown section of most large cities, where homeless men are relegated to the scrap heap. What authority does our panel have to speak of Skid Row? Gentlemen, state your credentials.
Everybody's wondering why they call me TV Slim. I wrote this little ditty for the girl, acquainted with him. I'm a TV man and I work every day. Your TV need fixing, bring it down my way. I wants to be your TV man. I'll try to fix it if I can. You got a man, don't want him. You just call on TV Slim. Called me the other day on the outskirts of town. Said she had a picture, but she didn't have no sound. When I got there and I walked in the door, I began to work on that set, right on the floor. I wants to be your TV man. I'll try to fix it if I can. You got a man, don't want him. TV Slim. Lady walked to my shop the other day, just my luck. Said some other man messed her TV up. She wanted to sell it for what she could get. Somebody put a bad part in that TV set. I want to be your TV man. I'll try to fix it if I can. You got a man, don't want him. You just call on TV Slim. Lady stopped the other day, I was in a parking lot. Said this TV's played okay, but it runs too hot. Now I supposed to call me, but she haven't called me yet. People's eyes specialize in them kind of sets. I want to be your TV man. I won't try to fix it if I can. You got a man, don't want him. You just call on TV Slim. My shop's on the corner, 6 miles. I do guaranteed way anywhere in town. I works by myself. You see, I can't afford no help. You got one of them big TV, call somebody else. Wants to be your TV man. I'll try to fix it if I can.
Traditional reasons for living on Skid Row are the low cost of living and public toleration of extreme drinking. Why did you go to Skid Row?
Skid Row to me is where people don't care how you look and people don't ask any questions.
Skid Row to me is a place where you can get laws. Because on Skid Row, most of us do stay drunk. And when our money's low, why, we'll drink anything. And most of the people that we know on Skid Row, we can always manage to get a drink off of somebody to get up courage to go out and chisel some more drinks.
Many of these middle-aged men have had no previous experience with musical instruments. they begin to make musical sounds right from the start. Let's listen in to hear how it is done.
Gentlemen, I think we are ready to pick up where we left off upstairs. We're now near some instruments we can use to demonstrate that it is not such a big deal to learn how to make a musical sound. If we can keep up with one more musical sound, then we are prepared to make an awful lot of music in about 1 minute of lesson time.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, that was Blues Hangover. Hope we gave you one if you didn't already have one. Nice gloomy day for a hangover, right?
It's lovely.
Jimmy Reed, Jimmy's Rock. Juke Boy Boner, Running Shoes. TV Slim, TV Man. I mean, he said his name every 5 seconds in that song. Magic Sam, Roll Your Money Maker. It would have been Magic Sam's 55th birthday yesterday.
Had he lived.
And we opened up with Morris Page, Messed Up. Well, we almost gave away one pair of tickets. The guy wasn't sure if he wanted to go all the way out to Hoboken from Brooklyn.
Long ways.
I don't know if those were hard questions. Was that a hard question or somebody wanted the tickets, but we'll try again soon enough. And we got other tickets to give away, too. I don't know. Oh, you following the Jeffrey Dahmer trial there, Bri?
Oh, not much. Just what I see on headline news.
Yeah, I like the thing about the... He was trying to make a zombie sex slave.
Well, he didn't do too badly.
Yeah, I just figured there were so many of them running around out there anyway, he wouldn't have to try to make his own.
I like that he's used condoms, therefore he must be sane. Of course he's sane, right? I mean, it's obvious.
It is? I don't know. I like this one. This is Tampa, Florida, where all good things happen to all good people. A man charged with picking up men, handcuffing them, and setting their genitals on fire was sentenced to 17 years in prison. Robert Lee Bennett, Jr.
Any relation?
I have no idea. Pleaded guilty Thursday to attempted first-degree murder in attacked Gary Clapp of Tampa.
Murder?
Yeah. I didn't know that was illegal.
In Florida, everything's
in Florida, illegal. Yeah. They long suspected Bennett of being the handcuff man known in Atlanta's gay community as someone who picked up men, plied them with spiked vodka, handcuffed them, beat them, and set their genitals on fire. Anyway, that was his MO. That's how he did all his cases, his jobs. Nice little guy.
Nice guy, yeah. Bring him to New York.
Ooh. What else is in the news? Jack Ruby's hat went for
$12,000. See, they got the hat, they got the gun, they got his shoes. Something's up.
I bet they don't have the bullet.
What they need is another
victim. Magic bullet.
Secret Service removes smelly package from office building.
And then what happened?
They still don't know what it is. Guards summon a hazardous materials team to remove a foul-smelling package that began oozing as it went through the X-ray machine at the old executive office building next door to the White House today. The package had been sent to President Bush's office on science and technology, said Carl Meyer, a Secret Service spokesman. It irritated people's eyes, but initial tests indicated it was not nerve gas or other poisonous agent. I wonder how they tested that, I guess.
I don't know.
Nobody fell down.
I always like to get oozing packages if anybody wants to send any ooze here.
Anyway, Meyer said it might be...
I like when we get a package of oozies. That would be even better.
Yeah, well, apparently there's a oozing toy that David's looking for. Anyways, Meyer said it might be several days before they learn what the irritant in the package was.
PSA time. Let's get a PSA out of the way. Planned Parenthood is offering HIV AIDS testing and counseling at its Dover Center at 30 North Morris Street. It's a free confidential service and is available to Planned Parenthood patients and their partners. It includes pre-test counseling, testing, and post-test counseling. To make an appointment or for further information, call the Dover Center at 201-361-6006. That's 201-361-6006. Well, let's play a few more records and Bob time comes in. You know what we're going to do with these Wild Magnolia tickets? If you'd like to see the Wild Magnolias, we'll take the second and third calls. At 201-678-7743. That's it. Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight, a Black Mardi Gras tribe from New Orleans who rarely get to town, and I'm told they're extremely fine. Anyway, let's get some requests out of the way.
Switchblade. It's a point.
Use you. Sapper Ticker.
Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, Sapper Ticker.
How do you spell it, Hootie Cutie?
H-O-O-T-Y. S-A-P-P-E-R. Ticker, 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 ticker. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Hootie, hootie, Sapper Ticker.
Howdy, hootie, Sapper Ticker.
This is a hit!
Go! Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the hound. Oh, I forgot to turn on the echo. Well, there you go. Oh, that was Chan Romero, I Want Some More. Johnny and Joe, My Baby's Gone On. It was written by Rex Garvin. What's his story? Barbara and the Boys, by request, many requests. Hootie Sapperticker. Bruce hates that one. I can only play it when he's not here. Escarita, Laid Off. Ron Thompson and the Brohams, Switchblade. And I believe we switch matting. It is now vibe time. No, it is now officially vibe time. Let's see. How do we do this? Yeah.
Are we there, Roscoe?
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
How about it?
How about it? How about what? What's up?
Good. It's vibe time, I guess.
It surely is. Where are you?
At home.
Oh, I thought you left. You might have left town already.
No, I'm just trying to fix up some of these drum programs here. No, I'm leaving town Monday.
Monday for your producer job?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
I actually got my VCR to work last night, and I taped the Nils thing, Nils on the Tonight Show. That was pretty cool.
Oh.
He did the gig, Sans Headband. I talked to him today. I go, you know, you looked really good. You looked kind of natural. I liked the thing when you put your foot on the monitor and played Slide on your lap, and you know, not having a headband, that looks good too.
Good fashion tips. That's what a producer's supposed to do.
Hey, you know, it's a full service thing.
That's great. So what's today's vibe?
Today's vibe, I don't know. Andy's over here. It's rainy.
Tell Andy thanks for the tape.
Thanks. He's in there talking to the girls.
Oh.
I will tell him.
You don't have to tell him right now.
So are you going to, gonna like use some of Andy's noise for some incidental music?
I'm trying to find the right place to put Narcolepsy, because that's truly a masterpiece.
Right. Maybe even on a dog style cassette.
I think what we really want out of Andy is we want him to become the musical director of the Hangover Hops.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, he never comes to him.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Got a couple six packs of the OB Dry, you know?
OB Dry?
OB Dry?
What's that?
Well, you know, the liquor, or not liquor store, the Korean fruit place over there by,
on the corner?
Yeah, in between 2nd and 3rd, in the middle of the block. They always have specials on this, like, OB Dry is this Korean beer.
Never tried. I thought it was a pun or something.
No, I don't know. I mean, well, there's some feminine products called OB, but this is a OB Dry.
I think you got the one that's 2-in-1. It's a beer, it's a douche.
Oh, yeah. I had to stick around all weekend because I'm trying to get some of my own stuff done. And, you know, since I made it back for the Jays, I have to. The Jays thing has to be the bookends on the weekend.
Oh, so you're going to play the benefit tonight?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I went in there.
They're charging like $5 to get in, right?
Yeah.
And it goes to HIV-positive children?
It goes to that same charity that they use, you know, when you pay to go to the guitar show.
You mean the one where Father Bruce said, "What's in it for me?"
Right. The one, yeah, it's the Northern Lights or something like that, some kind of thing.
I think I will. I think I will barge the door. Who's on the door, Dan?
Actually, that girl, that redheaded girl, Karen, was on the door last night.
On second thought.
Go ahead, barge the door.
On second thought, I will. I'm staying home.
I don't know. That's kind of the vibe. Andy's over here.
What? That's kind of a vibe.
We're kind of messing around. We have a couple evil guitars.
Hey, guys.
Here, say hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andy.
How we doing today?
I'm doing fine, and you? Thanks for the tape, by the way.
Hey, you're welcome. Are you suffering from narcolepsy yet?
I've suffered other people through it, actually. I dug it. We're trying to find exactly the correct context for it.
It is just...
Too bad you don't have a radio.
Yeah, I wish I did. It is horrifically annoying and offensive. I love that about it.
Kind of what we love about it, too, Andy.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So you're practicing doing your bass face?
I'm practicing wearing the bass cap, yes.
You got to make the face when you play it.
Right. And I'm working on the slapping, you know, and the popping.
Mm.
You know, and the playing, and the loving, and the...
Just don't spank the thing. I hate when guys spank a bass. You know my theory about bass playing, Andy?
What's that?
If your hands go above the fifth fret, you should be electrocuted.
I got you, man. Yeah.
Just keep that in mind.
I'm hip to that.
Well,
you know, it's a cameo, it's a vibe.
Did you hear about what Bruce's latest is?
What, the Action Birch? Swingers?
Yeah, he's going to England as an action swinger.
Well, first they wanted him on bass, and now he's getting a guitar chair.
And yeah, but I believe Howie Pyro is filling the bass.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a vacation tour for Howie and Bruce.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, he gets to commune with the marshal.
He gets to commune with the marshal. He gets a free trip to England. He gets to play, and he misses the FMU marathon. I was going.
Is he there today?
Nah, he's I don't know. He claims he's practicing. But he's probably sitting around the guitar store.
Oh yeah.
But I think he's going to see Neil tonight, and he wanted to make sure to get there. You know, if we got caught in traffic, he would miss it.
For the solo Neil thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if Bruce is listening, treble on a Marshall is treble. The mid-range button is for treble. Treble is for zero. I don't know. Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
But anyway, so you got some action-packed noise for the VOM set.
In fact, I do.
What else is up for this evening? Do you know? Is there anything on deck? Boy, we tried to go to have a drink at Brownie's the other night.
Oh, and there was a band playing?
No, there wasn't even a band. It was like one of those acid house parties.
Oh, you know, I was in there at happy hour, and I was the look on Six's face when the guy was hanging pieces of toast from string off the ceiling.
It was unbelievable. You know, that the goofball that owns the lousy studio on 10th Street that wears the ponytail on the top of his head in public.
I like Humphrey. But I don't.
No, he's a nice guy. Whatever. I mean,
books.
I don't want to be. But anyway, there was we got to the door, you know, and there was a slideshow going and everything, and there were these two like really dumb college kids that were obviously had like some psychedelic power behind them trying to stop us from coming in.
Well, you know, the thing was they were all doing ecstasy, and evidently they sold like a lot of glasses of water and no booze.
That's ridiculous. That's a lot like having those
rock and roll sells beer.
Right.
We sell the Hangover Hop. We sell beer. I mean, the disco music don't sell no beer.
Well, they that Steve's girlfriend came to. She was going to let us in. But it was just for, you know, she told these guys that, you know, let us in, but it was like they were charging money at the door to come in to look at the toast hanging from the ceiling. $3 or something.
Yeah, the live music thing there can, you know, it's definitely hit or miss for me.
But they were going to let us in, but it was like, it was really too ugly a scene, you know?
It was
like...
The look on Six's face when they're hanging up pieces of toast on the ceiling was truly priceless.
I saw him too, and I bet he probably would have enjoyed a little bit of you know, friendly companionship there, but it was just too...
Well, the other night when we were in there, you know, and there was somebody reading from their diary or poetry, and no, we're the only people in the whole place drinking, and this girl comes over and says, can you please talk a little quieter? It's like, we're the only ones buying beer in this joint. You know,
right,
poetry people
don't believe that. Can you keep it down?
I think there's...
No, I'm sorry. I have a little bit of hearing loss, so I talk loud.
Yeah.
Poetry, I don't know about that place. Oh, you know, but the funny thing is, yesterday, when I went to the levee, they actually installed a stage.
Really?
A 4-inch-high stage.
Well.
So,
yeah,
but anyway, I'm just, you know, I'm not like, I'm just trying to keep you abreast of all the developments. You
thank
know?
You, Roscoe, and all the parts. Well, but, right. You know, the Brownies was great for the Jays thing last week. That was fun.
Yeah, that was good. And it'll be good again.
Yeah, we're going to hangover hop there in 2 weeks. That'll be fun.
The 29th.
Yeah. You know what? If I don't talk to you, you just call the normal Vibe number. We're gonna dispatch you through the board here to there.
Great.
So just call your normal number. That's how we're gonna do it.
Terrific. You know that should work. That's what I always figured that would work. But yeah, we'll do that because we'll all be down in Maryland actually.
Special weapons and tactics expert Brian Redman assures me it will work.
Brian Redman, I gave his number to somebody as far as to do some digital editing, blah, blah, blah. So, so maybe we'll see you on the booze cruise. Are you guys going out to eat, or?
I don't know what I'm doing. Quine is sick, and everybody's out. I don't know what I'm... What are you doing for dinner? Should I call you?
Yeah, why don't you call?
All right, I'll be back like around 7.
Hey.
I'll give you a ring.
Till then, aloha to you.
Aloha, Roscoe. Aloha, Andy York.
Yo. I still wish we had the old hang 'em up sound.
And I wish we can drink beer in here. Can you do?
Well,
life just keeps getting worse.
Why don't you put on like a long song, go out and shoot a beer and, you know, have some hooch and the whole thing.
No, I gotta give away tickets. I'm lucky I can even get a cigarette in.
What are you giving away tickets to?
We're gonna give away tickets. What are you doing there, Brian?
You're gonna hang up on the poor guy.
What are you giving tickets?
We got two tickets for Barents Woodfield and the Savages, which is tomorrow night in Maxwell's. Brian, you can't pick up the phone when we're doing this.
It's still working.
I know, but your volume just dropped.
Right,
I'll bring you up from here. And we got tickets for Wild Girl's thing. Wild Girl and Connie the Empress are doing a Come and Get Your Man rock and soul dance party in Maxwell's next Friday night.
It's always nice to see that silver leather jacket.
Yes.
All right, well, till then, aloha.
Okay, Roscoe, aloha.
And you know how we're going to give these tickets away?
How's that?
We're going to... let's see. Okay, well, we'll try this. We're going to try this. This is kind of a tough one. Tell me who's playing guitar on this next record, and you can have either the Wild Girl tickets or the Barents Woodfield tickets. But we only have one pair of Wild Girl tickets left. So if we don't, the first person who, you know, gets their choice will get those, and then you go, there's Barents Woodfield and the Savages. Both of these shows are at Maxwell's in Hoboken. And if we can't, this is a hard question. If nobody gets it, we'll think of something else. 201-678-7743. Tell me who this guitar player is.
Thank you. and tired and you feel real needy, it's time to take a listen to Speedy. Don't give up the ship. Just listen to Speedy Clip on the Speedy Clip Show on KOS, Chaos Radio, Channel 4, 8, 9, 6, 3, 4, 1 and a third. Transcribed.
Speedy Clip talking at you from station KOS, Painted Radio Chaos, with the Speedy Clip Show, the number one program on the number one station in the number one city, is rated by the number one rating service, Numbers Incorporated, owned and operated by radio station KOS and KOS AM.
Guys out there in Radio Land.
Thank you. breakfast jockey now.
On now to part two of the Speedy Clip Show, and yesterday's predicted hit, a record never played before yesterday, and already number three on the KOS Swell 70 survey, BFC Fat Billy Wiley and the Swingin' Oh Mama.
Raider soda.
Raider soda
is a drink that's wild. Raider soda.
Raider soda,
it'll drive you wild. Raider soda is the juice that seems so mild. As the two drinks, you're out of style. Raider soda,
soda
makes you jump for joy. Raider soda,
soda
is the real McCoy. Raider soda is the time that is the sign. After one drink, you're out like a light. Goes way down deep below, way down in my belly. Then it turns around, comes up my spine. Makes me feel so doggone fine. Greater soda,
soda
makes you blow your top. Greater soda,
soda
makes your ears go wop. Greater soda is the jar that is the spot. After two drinks, you're out like a light. Go, yeah!
Soda.
Soda makes you flip your leg. Greater soda is a giant and it's a spot. After two drinks, you're hot like a light.
Woo!
Greater soda,
soda
makes you jump for joy. Greater soda,
soda
is a wrong McCoy. Greater soda is a giant and it's a spot. After one drink, you're out like a light. Good night!
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo!
Yeah! Yeah, baby! Yeah, yeah, what do you next? Boy, you
do. Woo! Hi, this is Jimmy Page, and this DJ is insane.
Meanwhile, back in the States,
it's the Hound, WFMU East Orange, listener-sponsored radio. That's where you come in a couple of weeks when the marathon starts. That was the Yardbirds, Psycho Daisies, the Crater Soda theme. Don't know who did that one. No name on the label. The Velvet Underground, It's Too Much, the Groupies, Primitive. You opened up with the Tridents featuring Jeff Beck, 1964 nursery rhyme, the Bo Diddley song. We had one winner of... one pair of Barron's tickets. We have one pair of tickets for the Wild Girl Connie the Empress, come and get your man Sadie Hawkins Day dance over at Maxwell's in Hoboken next Friday, and one pair of tickets for Barents Whitfield and the Savages, which is tomorrow night at Maxwell, also at Maxwell's in Hoboken. We'll be giving those away when we get off a mic. How about that? And let's go through one more set of announcements. Of course, first and foremost, Hangover Hop number 5, 2 weeks from today at Brownie's, 169 Avenue A in Manhattan. You're all invited. We will get drunk, falling down drunk, in your face. Tonight is, let's see, the Wild Magnolias at Maxwell's in Hoboken. There's also a benefit at the Levee for HIV-positive babies with the world-famous Blue Jays, Courtney and Western, and others. Tomorrow night at the Continental Divide is the Senders and the Lunachicks. 199 Chamber Street, Manhattan Community College, then at 8 Rural Burnside and the Jelly Roll Kings. Two of the best living blues acts you can see. Honest, I've seen them both. That's it for announcements, I believe. We got any more news there, Brian?
Sort of.
Where's the news folder? Leaning Power of Pisa is still leaning. Elvis's barber retired.
Smithsonian opened up a homeless exhibit where you start out waked up on a cold slab.
I don't know. Let's forget the news. Let's give away these tickets and play some records. How's that? Okay, we're going to take the Barents Whitfield tomorrow night, Wild Girl, Connie the Empress show next Friday night. Both shows are at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Maxwell's in Hoboken. Someday I'll learn to speak. We're going to take the third and fourth caller. The third caller will have their choice, and the fourth caller will get what's left. How does that sound? The phone number, 201-678-7743.
Do you love me? $64,000 question. I never took a walk to school. I'm just a plain old doggone fool. Come on, honey, I'm in a hustle. What do you want? Brain or muscle? Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's $64,000 question. Those big long words. Don't know much about the bees and birds. Come on, honey, tell me quick. This long waiting is making me sick. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's $64,000 question. I can't boil a pot of tea. I'm soup to nuts, you're it for me. Can't cook a cake or bake a potato. But honey, you're right to me. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. I know plenty of guys named Sam. What they can do, I can do better than. As them that can, them that can't. What do you want, a minor man? Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. Trouble or nothing, baby, let me know. How another girl just ran to go. She'll sell for a big Cadillac. She don't know hard time. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's $64,000 question.
You're staring at a circle only half an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
I went to see my banker just to raise a little money. But when he told me their requirements, well, I started feeling funny. He said, you gotta have a house, you gotta have a lot.
I ain't got a window and I ain't got a pot.
It takes a lot of long green to satisfy my honey.
If I could get my hands on some air folding money.
went to see the welfare man to try to get a pension. Cause now I was sorely pressed and I was needing some attention. He said, you don't qualify, you don't get a dime.
That's when I broke his jaw and that's why I'm doing time.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
Trying to get my hands on some air folded money.
I got a letter from a lawyer in the city. He said, I'm glad that I found you, but it surely is a pity. Well, I hate to tell you now, but you rich ain't funny.
Pastor left a sack full of air-folded money.
Well, they read a last will, and brother, what a crime.
My nephew go to jail, well, he don't get a dime.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
If I could get my hands on some air folded money.
Shuffle the cards out, man. 30 more days to go. Lay the air folding on the table. 5, 10, 15. Slip that one.
Everybody laughing at me just because I said something stupid?
To prove, Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Oh, this wiggling's
wiggling.
theater ready to go. Let's go now, baby. Oh, this wiggling's let's wiggle one more time. Wiggling.
Here's one that cuts your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Rock wood pickler, rock. Rock wood pickler, rock. Ooh, rock wood pickler, rock. Well, Jack and Jill went uptown. Here come Michael Jeffers jumping around, say, ooh. Rock, 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 rock. Well, today a
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It is the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. That was Nat Cootie and the Braves, Woodpecker Rock. We get a lot of requests for the Cramps. I just figured instead of playing them, I'd rather play something that they stole something from or covered or something like that, because the original's better. So that was what that was about. Someone out to the guy or girl requested it.
The guy.
So there you go, pal. Charles Walker combo with Wild Jimmy Spruill. It Ain't Right. The Cheerleaders and the Wiggle. Nathaniel Meyer, A Place I Know. Tommy Blake by request, Folding Money, and Bobby Tuggle also by request, $64,000 question. I don't think I can do the renouncements right now. It takes too much breath. There is a NASCAR Daytona 500 special at 7:30 in the Wild Girl show tonight.
Cool.
Hey, I heard the old codger's going to be here for the marathon. They're going to wheel him down here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't wait.
He's going to be here?
Well, he's going to come to our show and abuse people on the phone, I hope.
So love it.
Nasty old fart. Hear him when he does those shows. It sounds like the phlegm is built up to it right below his tongue. Yeah.
Maybe he'll just kill over.
I like
over.
This show, though. Anyway, what else is going on? Well, 2 weeks from today is Hangover Hop number 5, and you are all invited. Every single one of you.
Me too.
Come down. You're invited too, Brian. All come down and get smashed with the Hound and his entire radio family.
Special events.
And it's a rare occasion when the radio family actually is all in the same room together these days. In the same city together these days. And, I don't feel like doing any more news. I feel like playing more records. Just we forgot to do the caveman set, but luckily we got more than enough time left to do it. But we can do it twice. Let's try it the first time and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Start off with Jerry Colston, Rock and Roll Caveman,
number
one.
That means we're rocking at the key now, huh?
This alley-oop, dragging Millie across the floor. She's yelling more. Alley-oop likes what Millie has got, 'cause what she's got is hot.
That means we're rocking at the key now, huh? Well, you can park your dinosaur in the lot outside. Walk right in with the key man's riding you. That means we're rocking at the key now, huh?
When you live like an animal, anything goes.
Sitting on the sand, I grabbed her by the hair and I kissed her hard. Then I slapped her around and I laughed real loud. She told me that she loved me and this made me feel fine. So I hit her again, then I asked her to be mine. She admired my strength and she gave me a kiss. She said, "There's something about your fist that I can't resist." Now I liked her very much, so I asked her for a date. She said, "Okay, but I can't stay out late." I asked her how come, as I swung my coat around. Then I dragged her away without any delay. We were admiring the moon and the stars up above, when suddenly something gave me a shove. Her mother had come in a tremendous rage. I told her, "Shut your mouth and act your age." nothing, so I gave her a sock. Then I hit her on the head with a great big rock. She stopped all her gabbing and went quietly to sleep. It was very, very nice of her to be so sweet. Now I protect my girl from any kind of harm, and she admires my brains, the way I handle my arm. A mother loves me now and is very good to me. I'm a caveman, madam, and that's the way I'm gonna be. This is the beast in me. Men admire me. Women long for me. I'm a teenage caveman.
That cat comes on like Godzilla.
The old time cave dweller lived in a cave. This is what he did when he wanted to rave. He took a stick and he drew on the wall. Man out of hell to have himself a ball. Rock with a caveman. Roll with the caveman. Shake with the caveman. Baby make with the caveman. Old boy, break with the caveman. Style tight, style might hold your baby very tight. His way with women was rather neat. Love a girl right off her feet. You know the lyric writers never lied. Where they got the saying, starry eye. Rock with a caveman. Roll with the caveman. Shake with the caveman. Break with the caveman. Tight style of mine, I hold you, baby, very tight. Little down popper sings this song. Archaeologist, a mirror. British Museum's got my head. Most fortunate, cause I ain't dead. Rock with a caveman. Roll with a caveman. Shake with a caveman. Break with a caveman. Make with a caveman.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Back in history, before time began, all the real cool cats had a solid plan. When they dug a nervous chick, they all to a man went. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You wanna be cool, man? Go ape. Young Mighty Joe swinging through the trees was the king of everything that roosted in the leaves. But when he saw a girl ape a hanging in the breeze, he went, ah, yeah. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You like to be hip, boy? Go ape. Big dinosaur was a long, tall lizard. He drift through the jungle like a slow blizzard. But when he got a double ticket lady lizard, he'd. Ah! Dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. You wanna be sharp cat? Go ape. A pterodactyl was a flying fool. Just I thought I'd break in and tell you what a pterodactyl was. Well, it was sort of a stork looking bat with sharp teeth that cruised around looking for. Say, we haven't changed a bit, have we, cats? A pterodactyl was a flying fool, just a breeze flapping daddy of the old school. But a mama dactyl could sure make him drool. Ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba, ape call, dooliaba. Don't be a square, Joe, go ape. Now old Papa Tiger was the boss of the Nile, just a sport model cat with a solid style. He was old King Cool till the girl tiger smiled. Ape call, doodly-abba. Ape call, doodly-abba. Ape call, doodly-abba. Bezorch daddy-o, go ape. Adam was the first boy in the land, a big Mallaroonie daddy with an iron hand. But when little Eva said,
hi, man.
Ape call, doodly-abba. Ape call, doodly-abba. Ape call, doodly-abba. Don't be a cube rube, go ape. So remember to ape call today.
It's the Hound, WFMU. It's our Cave Dweller set. The crew, Jaguar Hunt, Nervous Norvis, Ape Call, Tommy Steele, Rock with the Caveman, Randy Luck, I Was a Teenage Caveman, Jerry Colston, Caveman Hop, opened it up. It's getting hard to come up with these theme sets. Imagination's working overtime. Oh, one last news story. A Long Island man was charged yesterday with making obscene phone calls to the police station house and 911 police operators. This guy may be intelligent, but he's not playing with a full deck. As you know, when you call 911, your call is automatically traced. So, kind of like the guy who called here, you know, in New Jersey, of course, and especially a radio station in New Jersey, we have caller identify. And, is that what it's called? Caller ID?
ID.
The guy called and made a obscene phone call to Sally. I still got his number in case he ever calls again. We will go to his house and stomp on him.
If we got his number, then we got his address.
Yeah, we got everything. Anyway, let's do the renouncements. Take a deep breath. Tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken is the Wild Magnolias. And at Manhattan Community College at Chambers Street and the West Side Highway, Rural Burnside and the Jelly Roll Kings featuring Big Jack Johnson and Frank Frost. The levee tonight is a benefit for HIV-positive babies with world-famous Blue Jays, Courtney and Western, Five Chinese Brothers, and some other acts, I'm not sure who. Tomorrow night over at the Continental Divide are the Senders and the Lunachicks. Over at Maxwell's and Hoboken is Barron's Woodfield and the Savages. And next Friday is Wild Girl and Connie the Empress's Come and Get Your Man Sadie Hawkins Day Rock and Soul Party. And there's no Empire State Soul Club this month, so that's sort of replacing it. And 2 weeks from today, Hounds Hangover Hop, number 5. You're all invited. It's free to get in, and we will get completely smashed. We have all kinds of special surprises. And Wild Girl has a NASCAR Daytona 500 special at 7:30 tonight. Let's play some more records.
Yeah.
Well, this is called Junior Behave Yourself, or Bad Boy. Our group will probably call it A Letter to an Angel. Ready? One. Now you behave yourself. Buy every rock and roll book on the magazine stand. He's a bad boy. Every dime that he gets, he gives it to the jukebox man. He's a bad boy. He worries his teacher till at night she's ready to poop. He's a bad boy. Rock and rolling all day, spinning his hula hoop. He's a bad boy. This rock and roll is gotta go, not gonna have that job no more. Junior, now you behave yourself. Woo! Now where in the world did I put my strap? No need of standing out there sticking out your lip. Woo! He's a bad boy. I'm gonna put this strap right where you have to. He's a bad boy. Be a good little rock and roller. Do what your daddy said. He's a bad boy. Go to the barber shop and get that process off your head. He's a bad boy. This rock and roll has gotta stop. Junior's head is hard as a rock. Now Junior, I'm not gonna tell you no more. Bad boy. Woo! He's a bad.
This, if anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, yeah. I don't give a shit.
Girl don't show. Wait a minute, buddy, I'm away from the town. I'm all tied up like a ball of twine. My baby's been dealing with rough guys. 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 She feels that rough coming. Who reacts to me? Standing by the telephone waiting for your call. 9:30, you haven't called at all. What did I do? I couldn't do a thing. Like a yo-yo without a piece of string. A baby gun dealing a rough cut. A baby gun dealing a rough cut. A baby gun dealing a rough cut. Well, I'm
door. Find me a girl, treat me nice. Take a chop suey without any rice. Baby, gun, feeling a rupture.
Rupture.
My baby, gun, feeling a rupture.
Rupture.
My baby, gun, feeling a rupture.
Rupture.
My baby, gun, feeling a rupture.
Rupture.
She feels that rupture. Ooh, yeah.
Noble with the good word on Royal Crown Hairdressing. Everywhere I go, and I goes just about everywhere, the girls are really gone on Royal Crown Hairdressing. Even old long tall Sally uses it. And you know something, Gene? I goes for the girls with that Royal Crown look, cause man, huh, she's got it.
Because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
I saw an old man with his little old wife. That old guy looked up and she said, come on, baby, gonna knock him dead. Cause what's up with love, baby? Well, yeah, tough enough, baby. I said, well, tough enough, baby. Let's show him how to rock and roll. Well, my little gal, she done stole my heart. My little gal, she ate you some fun. My little gal, it's supposed to sweet ass.
You ought to see her move those feet, cause she's tough enough, baby. Oh, yeah, she's tough enough, baby. I say she's tough enough, baby. Let's show them how to rock and roll. Well, we went out dancing just the other night. We heard about a band that was quite alright. I got my lover about the hand to say, oh, baby, gonna pick up on that band, cause they're tough enough, baby. Well, they're tough enough, baby. I said they're tough enough, baby. Let's show them how to rock and roll. Pick up on that band, cause I'm tough enough, baby. I said I'm tough enough, baby. Oh, yes, I'm tough enough, baby. Let's show them how to rock and roll.
Hey, but I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Hello there, sweetie. Do you like the guitar? Well, listen to this. She flew, a guitar picking fool, stole my girl from me. A guitar picking fool, stole my girl from me. He played wang dang, twang-a-lang-a-lang, twang-a-lang-a-loo, and away she flew.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU Airstars. That was Chetty Humphreys, guitar picking fool. The guitar picking fool you heard is on the record is Mickey Baker. The keynote's Tough Enough Baby. Little Richard, directly from my heart to you, is our Valentine. Listen that to our gals.
Lovely.
Johnny and the Rock is Rough Cut.
Cut.
And Larry Williams, an alternate take, a bad boy, and that is our entire Sonny Bono birthday tribute this year. It's his birthday tomorrow. If he lives. I got nothing against Sonny, but I think every Scientologist should die, from Lisa Marie on down.
Anyway, takes a while, though.
We got 15 minutes left. Let's just go right back in and we'll play some more records. We didn't tell you where the Hangover Hop was. Well, it's in the same place it has been the last four Brownies, 169 Avenue A. That's in Manhattan on Avenue A between 10th and 11th Street. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, our usual time. You're all invited. It's free to get in. It's okay to bring the kids. Everybody else does. And we'd love to see each and every one of you there. Let's get right back into it with Connie Mac Booker. Connie Mac Booker.
National Raceway presents one of the most incredible nitro-burning, ground-pounding shows in the history of drag racing. It's un-believable! 96 of the nation's fastest funny cars attack the track in mind-bending fury with the top names in the sport. You'll see Don the Snake Prudhomme, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, Ed the Ace McCulloch, and many, many more. If you only go to one race in your whole life, you cannot miss this event. Ground-pounding funny cars that explode into flames and fly into the stands at 250 miles per hour. Plus women. More women than you've ever seen in one place. Women wearing nearly nothing. Women so drunk they can't even speak. Nitro-burning funny cars. Plus breasts. Breasts everywhere. Breasts you can touch. Breasts on fire. Plus free beer. That's right. Free beer. Free beer. Free women and funny cars on fire. It's the most incredible race in the history of the universe. It'll be incredible. Can you believe all this going on at one place? Free beer and women, women everywhere.
I'm going down the highway, 105. Got my gal beside me, I'm glad I'm alive. Watch a double line, well, now everything is fine. I'm speed crazy. I got the wind in my face, the wind in her hair. If you want to race, I'll be right there. I watch a double line, well, now everything is fine. I'm speed crazy. I like to get where I'm going. I like to get there fast. I like to feel like I'm flying. And I never ever want to be last. I got the heart of the love. I tell you no lie. I love what I do. I live till I die. I watch a double line. Well, now everything is fine. I'm speed crazy. I'm speed crazy.
get where I'm going. I like to get there fast. I like to feel like I'm flying. And I never ever want to be last. I got the car that I love. I tell you no lie. I love what I do. I live till I die. I watch a double line. Well, now everything is fine. I'm speeding crazy. Watch a double line. Well, now everything is fine. I'm speeding crazy. I'm speed crazy. I'm speed crazy.
This is a hit.
Good morning, Judge. I'm here again, just before you and your jury members. Now, if you give me a chance, I'll try to explain why I deserted my wife, Eva. Now, I know she's my best gal, it's true. But how would you like for your wife to give to you? She gave me beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
Oh, what a gal!
She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, 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 boy.
Beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, 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 boy. Chilling over here. Let them speak for themselves. Please hear what they have to say. Now gather around here, chillin, and tell the judge what you made. Go ahead and tell him what your mammy give you each and every single day.
Beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans rain or shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, beans, beans. Now I work and I give my wife every cent, just to buy the food and pay house rent. But her ways, it filled me with a discontent, so I thought it was best that I leave her. Now I know she's my best gal, it's true. But how would you like for your wife to give to you?
Beans, beans,
beans in the morning.
Beans, beans, beans.
That's what she give me.
Beans, beans,
beans for supper.
Beans, beans, beans.
She's a fool.
Beans, beans, beans.
I'm cutting out.
Beans, no more beans.
That guy with the sax would give up.
Stroh, mess around, Bob Stroh. Mess around, Bob Stroh. Mess around, we don't care about home or sign. We're just a bopping and a strolling and a messing around. Bopping and a strolling and a messing around. A bopping and a strolling and a messing around. We don't care about home or sign. I pick you up on a day. We'll be out pretty late. We don't care about home or sign. Bopping and a strolling and a messing around. Bobbing and strolling, messing around. Bobbing and a strolling and a messing around. Bobbing and a strolling and a messing around. We don't care about home and bound. Will you take your time telling me you're mine? We're going to see this town tonight. Bopping and a strolling, bopping and a strolling, and messing around. Popping and a strolling and a messing around. Popping and a strolling and a messing around. Popping and a strolling and a messing around. We don't care about a home without.
Put that trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Didn't touch the floor.
We couldn't leave. It wasn't calling cause she wanted to move. She heard his guitar. She really got in the groove. We got up from the table, started dancing again. We did a little chicken to the guitar man. Is that bad, bad? Woo, bad, bad guitar man.
Meanwhile, back
it's the Hound, and that pretty much craps it up. That was the Laredo's Big Bad Guitar Man. Weird Ray Pate and the Rhythm Rockers, bopping, strolling, and messing around. The Shadows did Beans. Slick Slavin did Speed Crazy. And we opened up with Connie Mack Booker and, what was that one? Oh, Love Me Pretty Baby. Anyway, thank you, Brian Red Guy.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week. In 2 weeks from today is Hangover Hop number 5. See you there. The Lord, the Crick, you know. Wild Girls up next.
I hate it. Please take it off. I hate your music. Hate, hate, hate. I hate your music. I hate WFMU's music a lot. Hate it. Hate it.